Abuse survivors and their lawyers are angry. The Catholic Church has decided it won't sign up to the National Redress Scheme as a single entity. The Church has reversed its long-held position and announced that Catholic dioceses and religious orders will join the scheme individually. It says this will be quicker than joining up as a single church. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Catholic Church was the first major institution to give its full support to the Royal Commission's recommendation that a national redress scheme be set up for the survivors of institutional child sex abuse. It planned to join the scheme as a single entity, covering all its dioceses and organisations. But it now says the staggered entry to the scheme by the states means a change of plan is needed, and dioceses and religious orders will enter the scheme individually. Survivor advocate Chrissy Foster is furious.
They are doing this to suit themselves and to frustrate victims. I can't see this as going to be a smoother process for victims, and that's what it should be about.
The two main church bodies, the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference and Catholic Religious Australia, declined our requests for interviews. But in a statement, the bishops emphasised...
Like survivors, the conference had hoped that dioceses would have been processing applications by now, but there has been no undue delay, simply a desire to make sure the entry was handled correctly the first time. The conference's commitment to the scheme has not wavered, and it is grateful for the spirit of partnership that exists between Australian Catholic Redress Limited on behalf of the diocese and the Department of Social Services.
Lawyer Judy Courton isn't surprised the Catholic Church is changing its approach.
This reflects the, unfortunately, decades of history of many of the church, most of the church authorities. It's a decision that further traumatises victims. For some people, quite profound psychiatric harm from these decisions, because this is now leaving victims and subsequently their families with unknowns, question marks over whether or not they will be able to apply. And it's just not good enough to say that the Catholic Church, all the different church authorities and dioceses can't get their act together. They did get their act together for the Royal Commission, and the Truth, Justice and Healing Council represented the entire church. Why that's not happening now, I don't know.
How damaging is it to the redress scheme that the institution that has acknowledged it will have the biggest redress bill has had this change in position?
It is a backflip, and what it shows to me is that there is a lot of internal squabbling, if you like, internal dissent. You've got, obviously there will be some provincials or bishops that do have their heart in this and do want to do a good job. And there, we obviously have a whole lot more who are not going to be dictated to by anyone.
Lawyer and survivor advocate Judy Courton ending Samantha Donovan's report.